This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Saturday, March 19th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications and more at the newsroom at WGXC.org. Alana Medlock has these reports. Alana Medlock has these two reports.
Jim Plank in the Daily Mail reports that Hunter may get improved 911 service if a tower replacement on Hunter Mountain is approved. The new first responder communications tower would be placed slightly up the mountain from the current tower to increase the line of sight signal reception and strength. We have received a grant through State Homeland Security for two different towers in the county, but this is the first one we are going to undertake, Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin said at the meeting. Quote, the whole purpose of it is to improve the capacity of the 911 communications and dispatch system that we have. Eventually, we will build what we call the system's backbone, made up of other towers that will be constructed throughout the county so that first responders have better communication capacity, which we seriously need because of the topography of this county, he said. The current tower was built as a windmill in the 1960s to pump water up the hill, Delaware Engineering Project Manager Mary Beth Bianconi explained at the Huntertown meeting. Grodin said the total plan includes, quote, maybe 12 or 15 towers eventually throughout the county. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. With 49 cases so far in the state of New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a plan to combat transmission of the Zika virus. Cuomo said health officials are concerned in two areas.
As you know, it is spread primarily from mosquitoes, a certain type of mosquito, which you'll hear from Dr. Zucker about. The main health concern is primarily for pregnant women and possible birth defects in the fetus that the mother is carrying. But there are also cases where, beyond birth defects, where people have been infected by the virus and experienced paralysis, in some cases even death. So it's a matter to be taken seriously. There'll be two basic areas of our attention. Number one is to stop the mosquitoes themselves,
Cuomo said at a Manhattan press briefing. The virus produces flu-like symptoms in some and no symptoms in others, and may cause the birth defect microcephaly in the fetuses of women who are infected while they are pregnant, or Guillain-Barré syndrome in others. The Aedes species mosquito is usually only found near New York City. Dutchess and Ulster counties are being monitored for northward spread of these particular mosquitoes. Matthew Hamilton in the Albany Times Union reports that the New York State Assembly may approve plans to, quote, make audio and video of committee meetings available online. The State Assembly is considering transparency legislation in wake of the numerous corruption charges against Albany legislators in the past year. A working group recommended 42 changes in all, including eliminating late-night legislative sessions ending all work at 10 p.m. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union.
WCAALP, the low-power radio station planned for Albany after the Grand Street Community Arts Group won a license last year, is having a community meeting this week. The group holds a general interest meeting from 6 to 8 p.m. March 21st at the Albany Public Library, the Washington Avenue branch. The call letters WCAALP stands for Community Arts and Activism. For more information, visit grandarts.org. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Saturday with a high near 36 and a low around 17. There's a 50% chance of snow Sunday, mainly after 10 a.m. with a high near 32 and a low around 23. Monday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers before 2 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers with a high near 36. You're listening to 90.7 FM Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported creative community radio for Albany, Rensselaer, Dutchess, Ulster counties, Greene, Columbia, Schoharie, Delaware counties, and Western Massachusetts.